just 2 weeks until schools return after the summer break, the Secondary Teachers Union, the ASTI, says that more than 80% of post-primary schools had no applications for advertised posts during the last school year. The figure is contained in a survey published by the union this lunchtime. Three quarters of schools said they had employed unqualified or casual teachers to bridge the gap. Kieran Christie, the ASTI General Secretary, is on the line. Good afternoon and thanks for talking to us. How many schools did you hear from for this survey?
We surveyed all of our principals in our school and in our schools across the nation, and I think we had a 20% return or thereabouts in terms of respondents, which is, from a surveying point of view, well up there in terms of a creditable response. I don't have the exact number to hand, Rachel.
As you understand it then, going into the new school year, is the situation better or worse than it was 12 months ago?
Well, it's certainly not improved. We're dealing with a crisis that's been going on for a number of years now, where prior to the COVID epidemic, it began to emerge and it's just got worse and it's got worse. And our big criticism is that the measures that have been implemented by the minister have largely just toyed with the problem. They've been cosmetic, they've lacked ambition. There were changes around the job sharing provisions and student registration and re-employment of retired teachers, but they haven't made a dent in the problem because this year is as bad as ever.
As you say, this has been an issue for a number of years now. I seem to recall that at the time of your conference a few months back, the minister said that nothing was off the table. So have you had any discussions with the department since then?
Well, we've continually pressed the department for a variety of fundamental changes to the teaching situation in this country. And unfortunately, it has fallen on deaf ears in many respects. Could I give you a number of examples?
Though, given that a number of changes, as you say yourself, have been introduced, and the department also points out that there are more teachers than ever working in the system at the moment.
Look, the minister has skirted around the problem. I'll give you one very concrete example that all of your listeners will well understand. It wouldn't have taken much for the minister to change the situation whereby teachers who are working currently abroad could be enticed back to permanent positions. Now, there isn't a single permanent position being offered to anybody who's being enticed back. They're all being offered part-time work, fixed-term work, and so on. And it's just not luring them back. That's a very simple change that the minister could have enacted, and it has fallen on deaf ears.
So why then has the department said to you about why that hasn't happened?
Well, we can't get creditable responses from them in relation to that. Certainly, we've urged at several of the meetings I've been at that the open negotiations in relation to revising the circular.
But they must have given you some sort of reply.
Well, they have replied on the basis that they didn't think that it was a measure that they wanted to engage with at this time, and we just can't understand that. But there are other measures that could be taken as well. For instance, there's a professional master's in education course that has been introduced. It's a two-year course. It's about 10 years old now. And our problems has emerged because the training is too long, it's too expensive, and we need to go back, at least on an interim basis, to a one-year training course for teachers. That would alleviate the problems quite a bit. And further things that could be done would be to attack the reasons why teachers are leaving to go to other countries. The promotional structure within schools needs to be addressed and enhanced, brought back to the levels it was at in 2008 the crash. The deal with the ever-expanding workload and bureaucracy in schools that are driving people out, and shorten the extraordinary length pay scale for teachers. Now, these are all fundamental measures rather than the skirting around the problem that the minister has consistently addressed.
Listen, I'm sure we'll hear more about this over the days and weeks to come, but thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. That was Kieran Christie, who's the General Secretary of the Secondary Teachers Union, the ASTI.